Dan Hegrich's story of transcending terminal cancer 6 times and becoming a heroic performance life coach inspires and empowers others to be themselves, which is returning to self. And as we prepare to delve into our conversation on the topic at hand, when the why gets big enough, the how will follow. Here's an exciting twist. Let us tickle the brain of our guest first. So Dan, get ready for a rapid fire round of random words. I'll mention a few and I would love to hear the first thing that comes to your mind in response without thinking much. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, this is a great game. Let's play.
Let's dive right in. And here comes my first word.
Curiosity. I'm going to close my eyes. I just want to, I want to be really good at this.
Curiosity.
Open-minded, open-hearted.
Wow. And invention.
Creative imagination.
Future.
Present.
Book.
Coming.
Movie.
We're living one.
Wow. Food.
Love it.
Place.
Place. Here and now.
Name.
I changed my name.
What was your original name?
George Daniel Hegrich, and now it's Daniel John Hegrich.
Okay. And animal.
Politicians.
And the last one is world.
The world. World is suffering right now.
And thank you so much for participating in that so sportively.
All right. That just warmed our brain up. Is that what we're doing? It's like you're the coach. You're warming us up. Right on.
So let's get started. I would like to welcome my audience first. So folks, welcome to the Guiding Voice podcast series, and where we embark on the transformative conversations for a better future. I'm your host, Navin Samala, dedicated to making the world a better place through valuable discussions that add value not only to your life, but also to your career. And thank you so much for tuning in. And Dan, hearty welcome to the Guiding Voice. I'm super excited to have you being part of our journey. Namaste.
Well, your enthusiasm is contagious. Has anyone told you that before?
Yeah, many have told me during my side hustle and also on my day job.
Right.
And thank you for the note, and it means a lot. And then let's begin with your success mantra. Probably you can share the top three things that have attributed to your success so far.
Wow. You know, when we do top three things, it's tough, right? Yeah. I would say persistence, perspective, to change my perspective or change or see things differently. That's a gift I have. And then there's a couple of other things. Gratitude is high on the list. And I'm not saying grateful for what I have, but it's really grateful for the opportunity to be a human being in this time.
Wow.
And there's probably a couple of others. As you know, the acceptance, I think fully being accepting of what is happening without trying to shame or blame anyone for what is happening. So acceptance, radically accepting everything. And then the last one, I know there's a few more, but personal responsibility.
Wow. This is a great dimension. And I think this is one of the unique set of responses that I have heard from a guest. And thanks for that. Now let's dive deeper into what you mean by return to self. And how does this concept relate to the challenges people are facing, like anxiety, beat, chronic illnesses, and especially right. In the context of the current world situation? You said the world is suffering at this moment.
Yeah, well, it is, and which is okay, because we all have to go into our own suffering consciously in order to help the world heal. We have to heal our own unconscious suffering. So when I talk about the self, return to self, I'm not going to speak in terms of being the expert, but I do have some opinions and perspectives that I'd like to offer, which is, first, we have to think about, where do we have to go? Do we have to return to the self, or is the self already with us? Do we have to go somewhere to get it? Do we have to go into the Himalayan mountains And then we have the self. So returning to self is, at first, is returning to wholeness. And your anxiety, your depression, all these things is a cry from within to return to wholeness. So somewhere you have left off those better parts of yourself, in order to come and reclaim them is a better word than to return to them. Reclaim parts of yourself that are being expressed through your anxiety. Reclaim that part of yourself that's being expressed through your depression. So if you are depressed, just know that's just an aspect of yourself that's experiencing depression. It's okay. It's just part of the whole.
Again, a great set of thoughts over there. And I'm loving this conversation. And you also mentioned that before returning to self, we need to understand the self. So can you elaborate on what the self encompasses, particularly in the areas of health, work, and love? And how do these aspects contribute to our identity in terms of setting up apart from the crowd?
So let's look at it from a big picture, the spiritual picture. The returning to self would be what Paramahansa Yogananda wrote about in Autobiography of a Yogi and his work at the Self-Realization Fellowship that he founded. He basically said self-realization, to realize you are the self. Mm-hmm. You are one with everything. When you're one with everything, then there's really nothing and everything, right? So you can see past, present, and future at the same time. You have a sense of awe and oneness. Now, that's a little bit for everybody to handle. So let's break it down more into the psyche or the personality. The personality has many parts. So it's about who are you being in the roles that you're playing? Who are you being? Mm-hmm. Who are you? You're being enthusiastic in the role that you're playing as a host.
Yeah.
I'm being curious and open-minded and open-hearted as an aspect of self. So the self is a bigger thing. So let's bring it down more into that identity in health, wealth, and love, or health, work, and love. Who are you at your best? What is your best self in health? Me, I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. I love the identity that I create a self around primal athlete. So that guides me to the things I need to do to uphold that identity. Mm. If you're in work, work is my identity in work would be a heroic performance life coach.
Wow.
So then now, what does that mean? What do I need to do to uphold that particular identity? Now, these identities can shift. We don't have to be these forever. Lord knows I used to be, you know, a personal trainer. I used to be an engineer. I used to be a cancer patient. I used to be a cancer survivor. Those are all parts of our roles that we're playing, but our roles in life are not our identity, or are not ourself. Our self is what we express through our roles in life. So what we are in spirit is not who we are in personality, and who we are in personality is not the role that we're playing. Mm-hmm. So if someone says, I am an accountant, no, you're not. You're not. You're the real self. You're the spirit that's using your personality to engage in accounting. Mm. So you could be a loving, creative accountant, right? But you're not just an accountant.
Yeah.
And then in love, the best thing I can think of in terms of my identity is to see everybody as a friend. So befriend everyone. Mm. Be a friend to everyone as best I can. And I'm human, so I always fall off the wagon a little bit, but that's what do I need to do in order to be a friend to everybody? Do I need to meditate more? Do I need to appreciate someone today? Do I need to be in gratitude? Right? That's the short of it, but let's just give a little simple thing. The self can be, are you able to critically think?
Mm.
The self, can you critically think? Do you have good intuition and instincts? That's the self that's helping with that. And in order to have critical thinking, you have to actually transcend emotionality.
Mm-hmm.
So the suffering of the world is because we're getting drawn in by the emotionality of what's happening. So it hijacks our ability to be the self that can critically think and have higher reasoning. And then our intuition is lost in emotionality. And then our gut instincts and gut feelings are lost in our emotions. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. Your emotions are real for you, but they're not the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the absolute truth because they come and go while the truth remains the same.
Mm. Nice. And this is kind of thought-provoking to me. And it brings me to the next question about living an inspired life. Can you provide some examples of personal experiences that illustrate how returning to the self and also embracing self-love have led to living an inspired and purposeful life?
I think I could give this in a question.
Yeah.
So my oncologist, at my first oncologist, mm-hmm. when I was 29, I was in his office and I was there. Why am I so sick at 29?
Mm.
Now, they did a biopsy. So I wanted to know, what's my prognosis? What's my diagnosis? I had no idea what was going on. So he and I were shaking and he asked me, we were shaking hands eye to eye. And he asked me a question. He said, Dan, how did such a young man such as yourself get into the business of cancer? Mm-hmm. Now, that's a strange question to tell you yeah. you had cancer, right? But that was a beautiful question because it went right past all my egoic defense mechanisms and caught my real self. And my real self said, or my critical self, my critical thinking self, my higher reasoning self said, huh, what, how did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was an interesting thing because that was not my mind. My mind mm-hmm. then said, hey, let me show you all the ways that you participated in creating this in your life. And the first thing was, is I was not living in my own true authentic nature.
Yeah.
Right. And so that was the first place that I was like, oh, I'm fully inspired to answer this question fully and completely. Because if I can answer this question, I can save my soul by returning to self, reclaiming myself, my true authentic nature. And then that's the heart set. Then you could take that heart set and you can get the mind to say, what do I need to do to actually activate that and actually make that a reality? Now, here's a really simple example. I want to give this to people. If you're crossing the street, your mind is going to try to make sure you can get across that street safely. So you're going to look both ways, correct?
Yep.
But the heart set is, why do you want to go across the street? So something in you has already preceded the mind. Is that true?
Indeed. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So you asked, that part of you said, hey, mind, I'd like you to look both ways because I want to cross the street.
Right.
And I want to survive. Mm-hmm. I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
So that question presented to me, I want to live.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look inside myself and I'm going to look both ways. I'm going to get the mind active to satisfy that heart's desire to live.
Also, you mentioned about this heart set trumps the mindset, right? So
yeah.
Can we expand a bit more on this and share?
I think you opened it. When the why gets big enough, the how will follow. So if I have a big why, which was, can I answer that question?
Yeah.
Dan, how did you get into the business of cancer? That's a big why.
Right.
Well, that's a why, but the why was so I could save my soul in this lifetime or get more in touch with my true authentic nature in this lifetime. And then I could be a guide, a mentor, or a coach to help other people.
Yeah.
So it has to also, that why also has to be something bigger than my own self, my own needs. So it serves the heart, the suffering of the whole, the world, the way it is, humanity that it is, they're suffering. And we're suffering because of our perspective and our emotionality.
Yeah.
And our loss of self. We've lost ourselves into the media, we've lost ourselves into the narratives, and we've lost the narrative of our own heart.
Yeah.
But it's going to take courage to live your heart. It's going to take a lot of courage to live your own true authentic nature, especially right now.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And Dan, you mentioned transcending a terminal illness multiple times. Like, I have gone through your profile and it is so inspiring. And really want you to share your personal story of how you overcame these health challenges and became a heroic performance life coach. So what lessons or insights did you gain from this experience that now you use to inspire and empower others?
Well, the first lesson was cancer wasn't an illness.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer wasn't the disease. It was the expression of my dis-ease, not being at ease because I was living my false self. I was in conflict with this part of me that wanted to live and this part of me that was saying, no, I'm not going to let you show up in life. The social mask was hiding my pain, right? So the inspiration was essentially, I just had to build a body. I have to know how to build a body. I have to heal. Something is missing in my life. And something in my life has to go in order for me to grow into my true authentic nature. And so letting go was probably the most powerful thing I had to learn to do. Now, here's an example. I remember when my wife at the time had gone with me on the journey for about 5 years. And then finally, I had a 2-year remission, which was remarkable. Mm. Then she left the marriage. She probably felt it was a good time. She left the marriage for another man, which showed me another part of the self that was wounded. Mm-hmm. Anger, jealousy, shame, just that pain of that emotionality. I got trapped in it, just like the world is trapped in the suffering of their emotions. So I sat down one day in stillness and silence, and I said, I'll use that questioning part. Why are you suffering, Dan, for her choice? Mm-hmm. Well, you're a control freak. Right? Okay, perfect. That's the self I don't want to become and be. So now I recognize that. Now, the second most important part was that I put my happiness into her. Mm-hmm. So what that meant is when she decided to leave the marriage, I was left with my own unhappiness because she was my happiness. So now I put responsibility on her subconsciously or unconsciously that she was responsible for my happiness. Mm-hmm. And she was responsible for my unhappiness. And then I had this aha moment saying, oh, Jesus, no wonder why this isn't going to work. That's not a great relationship. That's a definitely dependent, codependent relationship, which it always never would work. Yeah. Not for that part of me that's waking up, my true authentic nature, that wants a real loving relationship, a real respectfully loving relationship. So I had also expanded that to saying, hey, I had put my happiness into the people, places, and things of this world, which is the hedonic pathway of plain mm-hmm. pleasure, just seeking pleasure yeah. and avoiding pain. I was trapped in that wheel of suffering, as the Buddha would call it, right? So I said, I got to get off that wheel and learn how to create intrinsic joy. So that was the inspiration. So she was my inspiration at that time in some ways, mm-hmm. right, to find a way. But that accumulated into a mental illness. I didn't have anyone to talk about the experience, bipolar illness. That led me to psychiatric ward. And then eventually to my into the psychiatric ward, I had a terminal cancer come back because I asked them. I said, I just need to learn how to self-love myself, mm-hmm. the self that I know I can be in the world.
Yeah,
I need to love that. That's what self-mastery is. Self-mastery is essentially saying yes to yeah. doing those things that make you at your best and brings you towards who you can be in the world. Self-control is the ability to say no to the BS that's going on all around you and inside you. Mm. So you get your yeses and nos correct.
Yep.
Right? So that means your awareness accesses the power of choice to get your yes and no correct. Mm-hmm. You have a result. That result brings more awareness.
Yeah.
So that result could be a blessing or a consequence. If it's a blessing, great. Keep doing what you're doing. If it's mm-hmm. a consequence, realign, find a better choice.
Superb. Mind-blowing conversation, and I'm truly inspired, and we have had great discussions so far, and it's time to add some more excitement and get ready, Dan, as we do.
I didn't expect anything less from you, Naveen.
All right, so let's trigger one more series of intriguing rapid-fire questions to spice up the
interview
further. Okay.
All right.
Here comes my first bullet. And if you could have one gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would it say?
I'm going to go with what I've said before. Miracles don't just happen. They are created, and you are the creator.
Wow. Miracles just don't happen, and they are created, and you are the creator.
Awesome. Miracles don't just happen. They are created, and you are the creator.
Superb. Fabulous. And what is one thing you are really bad at that you wish you were better at?
Oh, technology. And I don't know if I wish I'm better at it, but I know I'm bad at it.
And can you describe yourself in just one word, Dan?
Yeah, brilliant.
Awesome. And what is your favorite thing about living in the 21st century?
It's an opportunity to make the world a better place.
Yeah, just like how we are doing through the guiding voice.
I wanted to add too, it's an opportunity to make the world a better place to experience our humanity at its best.
Yeah, indeed. And that is the mission of our platform as well. That's why we are bringing experts like you and spread that awareness. Because you guys are the candles, right, who are giving that particular light to the world.
And well, we've already gone through a lot of our conscious suffering.
Yeah, indeed. And if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Oh, jeez. Part of me says, the first word that comes to mind is intuition, solid intuition. And that would be self-trusting the intuition, to trust my own intuition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. And last one for the rapid fire. What is one fantasy gadget or an electronic gadget that you would like to see or invent yourself, Dan?
All right. Let me think. All right. This is pretty cool because my nephew just had his first baby son.
Mm.
And so he's starting to mumble, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's making sounds and he's making, you know, he's starting to formulate a little bit of a word. So can someone create a baby interpreter, a technological baby interpreter? So when the child speaks into it, it interprets what it's saying.
Awesome.
Like baby language, right? No, this, and then if I speak into it, it turns it into baby talk.
Yeah. No, this is a truly unique thought. I loved it. I heard that somebody has already created how to read the dog's brain and how interpreting the dog's behavior, right?
Oh, okay, so why can't we just shift it over to a baby? Like an infant, a baby.
Awesome, Dan. And let's flip back to the mainstream. And can you offer some practical tips or exercises that listeners can implement in their daily lives to start their journey towards returning to the self and living with power and love?
Yeah. Oh, this is easy. This is easy because stillness and silence is king and queen. You have to spend time in complete stillness and silence and listen. You know, and observe and watch and don't try and fight the thoughts or anything. Just watch, just observe them. You're not the thoughts because the thoughts come and go, right? That's what I said. The feelings that you have, your emotions, they are not the truth. They're real, but they're not true, the absolute truth. So stillness and silence is one. Then you got to get your energy dialed in. You have to get your health up. You have to have a vital reserves. You have to have vitality. To make any change or transformation in your life, you're going to need currency. You're going to need some energy, right, to overcome any inertia and the act of transformation. Challenge, you know, I mean, change is inevitable. You don't have to do anything to change.
Yeah.
But transformation is an option. It's optional. And that requires your conscious effort. And that conscious effort is going to require energy. So get your health dialed in. Through nutrition, through movement. And then when your why gets big enough, the how will follow. Sit down and journal why. Why do you want to get rid of your, why do you want to transcend your anxiety? Why do you want to find out the etiology of your depression? Why do you want to take a look at cancer? What does it mean to you? It's not the illness. It's just the symptom. So journaling is a very powerful place to start. And then the last thing to help people out, get a mentor. Get someone that's objectively outside of you that can see and cheerlead and bring the best out of you, right? And hold you accountable. Get, you know, acquire a coach, acquire a mentor, a priest, a rabbi, you know, any guru, anybody that you feel is going to be objective and help you become the best version of yourself.
Superb. And these are all something easy to follow tips. So folks, whoever is watching or listening to this episode, I think Dan has given wealth of information and not only that, useful tips, which will let us start and take that particular first step in terms of finding ourselves. So this is great, incredible, and I loved every bit of it, Dan. And how is your experience being hosted on my platform, The Guiding Voice?
Well, it's full of energy, I'll tell you that. It's been exciting. I'm waiting for some other curveball to come. You know, I'm just waiting and anticipating something cool or clever or something. So, this has been an exciting journey with you. Absolutely pleasure to meet you. You're a charming host. You're full of life, you know, and I know that you are on a mission. So I'm glad I could participate in that mission.
Yeah, thank you so much for being part of my mission and really appreciate your time and the valuable insights that you have shared with my community today, and hope to see you again on this platform, Dan, and wish you all the very best.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. So folks, that was our episode with Dan Hegrich. And before we jump into the fun trivia section, we have a quick request. And if you haven't already subscribed to us, please subscribe to our podcast from wherever you have tuned in, because subscribing keeps you updated on new episodes. And also, if you have enjoyed this conversation and found it useful, please share with at least three of your friends or colleagues or family members who would also like The Guiding Voice. So spread the knowledge and help others grow just like you. And your support means a lot. It helps us create more content for you and our growing community. And let's learn together on this journey. Now let's hop into the trivia segment. And today's trivia is about a few inspiring role models. We had an energetic role model right in front of us in the form of Dan Hegrich. And it was so inspiring. So I thought I would also talk about a few other heroes. So first one is Joseph Campbell's heroic journey. Joseph Campbell's concept of the hero's journey often involves a return to one's true self as a pivotal stage. This theme is prevalent in mythology and storytelling, emphasizing the transformative power of rediscovering one's authentic identity. And here comes the second one, the power of why. Simon Sinek's popular concept of start with why. I'm holding that book right away with me. This underscores the importance of identifying a strong why or purpose for individuals as well as organizations. Because it suggests that when people have a clear sense of purpose, they are more motivated and fulfilled in their endeavors. And if you recall, Dan has mentioned the same. First of all, find out your why, start journaling, and then you'll figure out how, right? And last one is about the inspiring role models. And throughout the history, there have been inspiring figures who lived deeply purpose-driven lives, like Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and Nelson Mandela. And their action and dedication towards their causes continue to inspire others to follow their own paths. And here comes my question. Who is your inspiring role model? And please share about them with me and what you like the most about it. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and for also being part of our awesome community. We would love to hear from you. Share your ideas and also feedback, good and bad, through our social media or through email, theguidingvoiceforyou@gmail.com. Let's create content that resonates with you. I'm your host, Navin Samala, a lifelong learner. And my goal is to have impactful conversations that improve our lives and also our careers. And stay connected as we journey together. Until next time, take care and stay inspired. And remember, the future holds great things because the best is yet to come. Goodbye for now, and see you all in the next episode with another wonderful guest. Take care.